Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What is wrong with people in this country? And why is it that there are so many people that hate the police so much that they are willing to allow an African-American girl to be murdered as long as it means that a white police officer doesn't shoot the woman with a knife who's trying to kill another woman? In fact, not just another woman. We now know from the video, the body cam video, that the young girl who everybody is acting like she's some sort of victim, Micaiah Bryant, actually was trying to kill two different people with a knife. And if you want to know how disgusting the media is and how much they're willing to deceptively mislead the public, let me just take a perfect example, look at NBC News. NBC News has done it again. NBC News deceptively edits the body cam footage so viewers don't see a knife in Micaiah Bryant's hands moments before the police officer begs her to stop and then is forced to shoot her to save other innocent people's lives who, by the way, happen to be African-American. NBC News edited the police body cam footage so their viewers wouldn't see the knife in the 15-year-old Micaiah Bryant's hands moments before that Columbus police officer shot her. NBC also deceptively edited to sell this narrative, right? Because this is what they think people want to watch. And remember, the more looting, the more rioting, the more race wars we have in this country, the more money NBC News makes because the more people watch the news. The more divided they can make this country, the more people they believe will watch their newscasts. So not only did NBC News deceptively edit the police body cam footage, they said, no, that's not enough. We got to go even further. We now have a copy of the 911 call. We have the audio, the unedited audio that's been left out in the 911 call. NBC News has also deceptively edited the 911 call specifically to omit the part where the caller says a girl is trying to stab us, which led to the police showing up in the first place. NBC anchor Lester Holt began the segment by showing a picture of a smiling Makia Bryant, to make her look innocent, to make you feel sorry for her that she was killed, to make you somehow feel compassion for her, even though she is the criminal who's trying to kill innocent bystanders. NBC News host Lester Holt, anchor, also admitted the fact that the teen was wielding a knife and attempting to stab people in their broadcast. In their report on the officer-involved shooting, the only way that you can listen to what I'm about to play for you and watch what many of you may have seen on the nightly news is to make you feel sorry for a 16-year-old girl killed by police. In fact, that's what's on the screen when they started this segment. They show a smiling picture of the girl who's trying to murder people. A 16-year-old killed by police, breaking news, is what their headline reads. She is the victim, even though she's the criminal. NBC News, Black Lives Matter, the ACLU, the list goes on and on, have turned her into the victim, even though she was the person trying to murder other people. In the report on the news, they had to lie. They had to edit out the 911 call to leave out the part where the caller says, a girl's trying to stab us, and they also don't show the viewers a knife in the attack just before the police officer shoots. Now, why would they do this? Because it's harder to do this than it is to actually just let the tape play. It's harder to do this than to edit the phone call, the 911 call. They did it on purpose because they wanted to lie to you. And that's how they put the story out there, so that you would feel sorry for the girl who actually committed the heinous crime.
Just before yesterday's verdict, a police officer shot and killed a 16-year-old black girl in Columbus, Ohio.
You notice how they started that. Just before the verdict, let's tie this to what happened, which has really no connection in Minneapolis. Facts are different. Stories different. Woman's trying to kill people. Officer shows up, saves people's lives, and now we turn them into the victim. So let's tell it in a way. You know, police showed up and killed a 16-year-old girl. Let's show a picture of her smiling, even though she's wielding the knife.
Saying she was threatening others with a knife.
I love that. Saying, the police are saying she was threatening the knife, right? So this puts distrust in the community against the police. Saying, the police are saying she was wielding a knife. We won't show you that video because we have it and we don't want you to see it, because we got to push a narrative at NBC News.
Police body cam video was quickly released. Our Kevin Tibbles has that story, and I need to caution you, the images are difficult to watch.
By the way, I love this. The police then are under attack, so they release the body cam footage, but we won't tell you that in the body cam footage, what the police claimed happened is actually true. We won't say the police body cam footage does in fact show the smiling 16-year-old girl we put on the screen right now, where we've decided to edit out the 911 call from the words that a girl's trying to stab us, and we'll edit out the body cam video to not show her wielding a knife before she's shot, because we have to tell you that the police are evil and this girl was innocent, even though she wasn't.
Police body cam video shows Makia Bryant's final moments when a Columbus, Ohio police officer responding to a call gets out of his car and seconds later fatally shoots the 16-year-old girl.
Yes, remember, this is the police officer. It's his fault. Notice how they say responding to a call, not saying responding to a 911 call where the person asking for help said, there's a girl trying to stab us, and that's who the police shot. Nope, let's take all that out because we got to push a narrative. Now, we want to make sure we add those bullet shots in there if we're NBC News, right? Because that, again, implies the police murdered somebody. Let's not show the knife. Let's not play the 911 call with what you need to understand the context of the situation. Police are bad. Remember this NBC Nightly News doing this.
Authorities say Bryant was threatening two other girls with a knife.
It's a tragedy.
I love this. Police say that they were threatening. You don't have to even take the police words for it. Watch the video. The video shows her doing this, which you decided to admit because you want to push a narrative to divide the country and have a race war and attack the police because you hate the police at NBC News.
There's no other way to say it. It's a 16-year-old girl.
Officer Nicholas Reardon, who joined the force in December of 2019, was responding to a 911 call.
We need a police officer here now.
We need a police officer here now. right? So they make sure they name the police officer. He's the guy that you shouldn't trust. He's responding to a call, but we won't tell you what the call is about, even though in the damn 911 call it says she's trying to stab us. We take that out of the call because, again, we're NBC News and we hate the police.
Video shows Reardon approaching a group of young people in this driveway.
What the video shows is the female with the knife attempting to stab the first female.
Reardon fires his weapon four times, striking Bryant.
I love how we do that, right? Reardon fires his weapon four times. That's too much. Police brutality. Shouldn't have shot her four times. Shouldn't have shot her at all is what we're implying. And while they tell you this, they put a smiling picture of the girl who they killed because she was trying to murder somebody else on the screen. To make sure that you have bias against the police. They put a smiling picture of the woman who's trying to murder another black girl.
Officers are seen and heard performing CPR. Body camera footage shows a knife on the ground.
No. Body camera footage doesn't just show a knife on the ground, right? Because now they're trying to put doubt in the minds of you. Well, there was a knife, but what does that even mean, right? We show a knife on the ground. Why not show the damn video of the knife in the woman's hand trying to murder people? That's the question that we should all be asking NBC News. You show the knife on the ground, putting doubt like maybe it was planted there. Maybe the knife was never really used. Maybe the knife was just in her pocket. You have the video of her using the knife to try to murder people, and you take that video out for what reason? Because you didn't want people to see it. Why did you edit the 911 call just to say, hey, we need police, instead of actually finishing the sentence? A girl's trying to stab us. Why do you leave that out of the 911 call? Because it doesn't fit the narrative, which is we hate cops. Cops are evil. Go to hell, cops. They're all murderers. Not just defund the police. Disband the police. That's NBC News for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it. Right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. If NBC News wanted to actually do their job, they'd look at local police, local news reports, I should say. You want to know what the local news is reporting? The local news is now reporting, because they're trying to, I guess, tell the actual story, that the neighbors who they've interviewed have said on TV that the teen was in, quote, full attack mode before she was shot. Full attack mode with a knife. So the neighbors who are there, who witnessed, they're like, dude, this girl comes out of the house. She's not this smiling chick you're putting on TV. She's got a huge knife in her hand. She's trying to kill other black girls with it. She was in full attack mode. You think NBC News is going to tell you that? Nope. Let's go back to their BS report on TV.
The city released video from the incident within hours and launched an independent investigation.
We have to ask ourselves, what information did the officer have? What did he see? How much time did he have to assess the situation? And what would have happened if he had taken no action at all?
Now, why do you think NBC News says they've launched an independent investigation? That's to put doubt in the viewers' minds, right? Well, maybe they screwed up. Maybe they shouldn't have done this. Maybe they should have tased her. Maybe they shouldn't have acted this way. Maybe they made the situation worse, right? Well, there's an independent investigation. That cop must have done something wrong.
Columbus mayor pushing for transparency during the investigation.
See, there's another one. See, the mayor now is pushing for transparency because they might try to cover something up. The police, Columbus police, are not covering anything up. They put out the body cam video showing a woman who the neighbors say is in full attack mode with a knife trying to murder other people. And that police officer saved this African-American girl's lives and the lives of others around her who were being attacked, not by a smiling girl that NBC News and Black Lives Matter and the ACLU and LeBron James put out there. She was trying to murder people. But hey, we're NBC News. Let's edit the 911 call to take out the part where the caller says she's trying to stab us. Let's take out the video where it shows. Let's edit that video where it makes sure that the viewers don't see the knife in the attacker's hand just before we play the 4 gunshots on TV. Let's make sure that we say the mayor is asking for full transparency, implying that there's some sort of grand cover-up.
That investigation will help us determine whether or not it was a violation of any laws.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get the mayor out there, right? He's terrified. Democratic mayor, he's like, oh, well, we got to see if there's a violation of any laws. If you're a police officer right now, I do not blame you if you quit in this country. If you're in a liberal city with a liberal mayor, liberal city council, a liberal socialist, communist attorney general, a state AG, look at what the White House just did. They're now going after all the police in Minneapolis with a investigation to their policing. You're all on notice, folks. They're going to burn you every chance they get if the narrative fits what they want.
Policies or procedures, and if there were, the officer will be held accountable.
That's, there you go. If the officer did something wrong, he'll be held accountable. How about just being honest and calling the police officer what he is, a hero? This is a police officer who saved people's lives by stopping a murderer. You got to wonder about the, and I mean this when I say this, you have to wonder about the mental health of these, quote, leaders. When you are attacking a cop who shoots a 16-year-old in the process of stabbing others, you got to wonder about their mental health. What mindset do you have to be in to actually think the cop is the bad guy in this situation? Democrats quick to denounce the police officer for saving people's lives, even though the body cam footage clearly shows that he was attempting to stop this girl from murdering the other girl to death. Police responded to the scene after the 911 call says there's a girl trying to stab people. Bryant had tackled another teen with what appeared to be a knife in her hand. She then discharged his firearm 4 times, fatally hitting the girl. following, by the way, multiple warnings from the officer. On Tuesday evening, Bryant's family accused Reardon of shooting their daughter without provocation. You've got a knife in your hand, you're trying to kill people, and they called 911 saying you're trying to kill people. Numerous prominent liberals using this opportunity to raise money, to divide the community, to try to secure the black vote, went on social media to condemn the officer, even though the footage shows exactly what happened during the attack. And the focus, 100% on the officer being white and the girl being black. No concern has been showed by these leftists for the girl who was almost stabbed to death in front of that police officer and the neighbors who said she was in full attack mode. The neighbors, by the way, African-American. The National ACLU tweeted this out. We'll say it again. A system that kills children with impunity cannot be reformed. Well, at least they're honest about what they're trying to do now. They're trying to totally disband police and have total anarchy in this country. They're saying that police nationwide cannot be reformed, so therefore we must disband them, which goes back to defund the police. It's about getting rid of police. The ACLU's national chapter tweets out, Makia Bryant was 16 years old and had her entire life ahead of her. What about the other girl that she was trying to murder? Did she not have her entire life ahead of her? For the second time in less than a week, that's the exact words of the ACLU, we were collectively mourning a child killed by police. The police saved lives, but you now say they're the killers, they're the murderers. Then they say this in their tweet, the ACLU will say it again. A system that kills children with impunity cannot be reformed. Makia Bryant should still be alive today, the ACLU puts out in a picture. No, she shouldn't. The other people she was trying to kill should be alive today, and they are, because of the amazing heroic actions of a police officer who made sure that innocent people were not murdered by a person trying to kill them. This is now a real mental health question for these so-called leaders who are willing to purposely admit the truth, admit the facts. They are willfully putting out lies and deceptions all to gain more political power. When you have NBC News having to edit not just the body cam footage, but also the 911 call to push their lie, you've got to wonder about the mental health of the people putting these newscasts out. How sick in the head do you have to be to not care about the other black girl's life who lived and the others around them are under attack because you want to push a narrative that police cannot be reformed, that police are bad, even though the police officer clearly did exactly what he should have done. He saved people's lives by taking out the person that's trying to kill people. Even the White House being controlled now clearly by Black Lives Matter. White House Press Secretary baselessly and disgracefully radicalized the killing in Columbus, saying, our thoughts and prayers are with Makia Bryant's family and her friends. And then goes into race issues by saying, you know, we disproportionately black men and women are killed by police. Again, the police are the bad guys, this White House.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
the
thing. That's the
problem.
We
didn't
realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Let's go back to the neighbors for a second. Let's go back to the body cam video for a second. Let's go back to the 911 call for a moment. Micaiah Bryant's neighbors insisted police had no choice but to shoot. The neighbors said they saw the chaotic events that led to the fatal incident, and that video from his security camera led him to believe the cop had no choice but to fire, according to the report. They were calling each other the B word, so I figured it was just a girl fight, Donovan Bryson, who pulled up in his driveway as the fight unfolded Tuesday, told the Columbus Dispatch. And I'll give credit to them. At least they're telling the real story in the Columbus Dispatch, not the narrative that the media wants to sell you and the lies that NBC News told you by editing out the 911 call and editing out the video of the body cam. The neighbor said the yelling escalated moments later when he took his dog out back. So he went back into his home. And then when police arrived, he said he heard 4 shots as his wife, Rachel, dove to the floor. Brinson said he looked out the window of his laundry room and saw the mortally wounded Micaiah Brown lying on the ground. He quickly thought of a surveillance camera affixed to the garage and watched the shooting take place, which captured the fight and the knife. Quote, it was violent and all just happened so fast, the neighbor told the dispatch, citing a girl dressed in pink who was a second female involved in the altercation with Bryant. Brinson, who turned his video over to police, said he believed that if police had not taken immediate action, people would have been killed. Brinson's 26-second video, shot from much further away than the footage released by the police, show as many as 7 people either in front of Bryant's foster home or emerging from inside as patrol cars pull up. The foster mom told the newspaper she was at work when the incident happened and declined a further comment. Another neighbor, a photographer and videographer who was working at home, said he heard the gunshots Tuesday afternoon. I saw a bunch of cop cars coming down the street, adding that he saw cops performing CPR on Bryant and that he later saw the police video of Bryant's actions, saying, quote, I believe in truth and facts. Video doesn't lie, he said. She was in full attack mode. The girl was initially aiming a knife at the young lady, Graham said of the female in pink. She needed to be stopped at that point. The young lady's life was at stake. Meanwhile, another resident who wasn't seeing everything at the time said, well, I wonder why the police officer didn't just use a taser instead, right? Kayla Cobb, 23, said she left flowers at the scene because she was a baby, referring to the 16-year-old wielding a knife. He should have told her to put down the knife, Taylor said. Did you not look at the police video? This is the ignorance of people nowadays. They got an opinion about everything without doing any research on anything. Did you not hear the police officer telling her to stop? Well, he should have just told her to put the knife down. Okay, well, she wasn't listening, so now what? The officer who saved people's lives just says now on leave. He's been identified in a report as Nicholas Reardon, a U.S. Air Force National Guardsman who received an expert marksman's badge. And guess what? He only shot the person that needed to be shot, and it was close, and there were other people that could have been shot as well, and they weren't. This man is a hero. He should be described as a hero. He was serving his country overseas and served his country in this country, and he saved black people's lives yesterday. Meanwhile, you got dummies like LeBron James who are tweeting out the picture of this guy saying, you're next, basically putting a bounty on his head. The Ohio police officer shot to death a black teenage girl in a disturbing encounter with a knife who was trying to murder others. Appears to be a military-trained marksman specializing in firing an assault rifle, according to reports Wednesday from liberal newspapers. Right, because now we got to turn him into the bad guy. He's some militarized crazy guy that again, their words, specializes in firing an assault rifle. Yeah, this guy, he was out there wanting to kill people yesterday. That's how the media's got to explain this away. This guy's a hero. And you want to know what's going to happen in this country? Look at what's going on in Philadelphia. Philadelphia police shortage is developing into a real concern, the police say there, because no one wants to be a police officer because they've been so anti-police and defunding the police in Philadelphia. They're having, they say, massive trouble finding any new recruits to join the force, even as officials say the department is understaffed. They're begging for recruits in Philadelphia. No one wants to go there because there's a dramatic rise in the number of Philadelphia police officers filing for retirement. A diminishing pool of young people who even want to be a big city cop, and the suspension of new officer training because of the pandemic. In other words, we're out. But they say all of a sudden the pool of people to get to be a cop has dried up. Well, why do you think that's happening? Maybe it's because cops know that when they get it right and it's caught on camera, people like LeBron James are going to put a hit out on him because it doesn't fit the narrative. Or excuse me, I say it does fit their narrative. When you have the White House press secretary calling the Ohio police shooting of a teenage girl who appeared to be wielding a knife, who's trying to kill other people, quote, tragic, and said it will fuel the White House to continue addressing systemic racism, I'm pretty sure you know at that point you've lost everybody. Why would you want to be a cop when this fast the whole world knows who you are when you should be treated as a hero? Because back in the day, we would have treated this person as a hero. Back in the day, we would have said, this is a model cop, and we would have given him an award. Now we're treating him like he's a murderer. Now we're treating him like he's the worst person in the world. And why are we doing this? For one reason, because Black Lives Matter and the extreme left has said this is what we have to do. Just take a listen to the White House, and if you're a police officer and you know you do your job the right way, and you know you save people's lives, this is what they're going to do to you if it fits their narrative, which is you're an evil white guy and you killed a black girl. Take a listen.
First, has the president been briefed on 16-year-old Makiyah Bryant being shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio yesterday? It happened moments before the Chauvin verdict came out.
Yes. I said to you yes, and let me just say, since you gave me the opportunity, the killing of 16-year-old Makiyah Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts black and Latino people
right
in communities.
Police violence. They're blaming the police. Police violence on minority communities disproportionately happens, right? Like, this is all open season on cops. This police officer was not violent. Let me give you another example of the crap out there. There's a prominent liberal activist, Bree Newsom, tweeted this out, quote, teenagers have been having fights, including fights involving knives, for eons. We do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene and using a weapon against one of the teenagers. Y'all need help. I mean that sincerely. I mean that sincerely, she writes, saying everyone should be frightened that the ruling white elite have done such a thoroughly successful job of not only disconnecting us from the means of basic self-sufficiency, but also convincing us we need armed white officers to manage our children and communities. Frightening. Okay, so then why did African Americans call the police? Why do they call the police saying we need police now? Why did they call the police saying there's someone trying to kill us with a knife? Let me get this straight. Liberal activists are now saying we do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene. Teenagers have been having fights, including fights involving knives, for eons. This is the left. And the White House says, we're sorry that the police are always bad and evil. But hey, remember, without Black Lives Matter, let's go back to Nancy Pelosi. Thank you, George Floyd, for dying. That's her words, not mine. They wouldn't have won the last election. They wouldn't have won the White House. So we got to keep going. We need to inspire black voters to come out and vote. We got to make them angry and enraged. And we have to tell them that we're the only ones that care about them. And then everybody else is evil. So you got to vote for us because everybody else is evil. Same thing LeBron James did. Here's the police officer. You're next. Go find him. Go get him. Don't worry. He took down the tweet, right? But he still says he was right to tweet it out. He's tired of black kids, black people being killed by police. The police officer showed up and killed a girl who was trying to kill other black people. Do their lives not matter? That's my question. Do the innocent people being attacked by her not matter? Do their lives not matter? That's the question I want to ask the White House. Are you okay with black people killing black people? Is that what you're saying? All right, quick reminder, if you haven't told your family and friends about this podcast, please make sure you tell them about this podcast because without you guys telling them about this podcast, it will not grow. We've been silenced and censored by social media, Facebook, so please, we need your help. Make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast, and I'll leave it at that. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.